From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today in Westlake Village, California, northwest of Los Angeles, bandleader Artie Shaw donated two of his clarinets to the Smithsonian Institution, including the instrument he used in 1938 to record his first big hit, Begin the Beguine.
In return, the Smithsonian gave Artie Shaw its James Smithson Medal for a lifetime in music. The clarinetist's fame rivaled that of Benny Goodman until Shaw retired in 1954. He reformed his band in the 1980s, and at today's ceremony, Shaw wasn't particularly sentimental when asked whether he owed his sound to his 1938 clarinet.
Nothing was special about it. It was me. I had a good instrument, it could do what I had in mind, and it did what I had in mind. And at that time, I don't know whether you were around then, but people were considering what we call jazz today only a series of loud noises. Ba-pow, da-la-la-la, ba-pow, da-la-la. That's what jazz was. I decided there was no reason why jazz couldn't be played in a melodic manner.
Artie Shaw's Begin the Beguine clarinet will go on display next year at the National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C.